すさみ、ウイスキーの蓋で指を切った。昔から俺は不器用、どうしようもなく堅物で現実主義なのさ。やりたいならやりたいと言えばいいじゃん。
PCP's Pete Kirklis, PCP 394. My God, 394. Only six more to go, and it'll be 400. Yeah, is that a record? I don't know. Who cares? That was Icon Girl Pistols, a rather excellent band. I've played them before, of course, from Japan. That was a track called An Illegal Ticket. You can find out more of them at illegal. No, not a legal ticket. At IconGirlPistols.com. Very, very good. And therefore, I played it for you. It's one of those weeks. It's one of those weeks we've been very, very busy again. And not had an awful lot of time to focus on the music, which is a bit of a shame. But, you know, I've got 8 fantastic tracks here, which I hope you're going to enjoy. That was a great one to start off with. But this is another one that's also great. I mean, they're all great. I like them in all sorts of different ways. And there's a bit of a revolution theme going on here. This is The Stone, brackets Revolution, by Retribution Gospel Choir.
My heart, I feel your pain. sadness and the shame. Oh yeah. So turn it up. Let's ring the speakers like a bell. There's only one. There's only one way you can tell. Oh yeah. You want a revolution? Let's start a revolution. You want a revolution? Let's start a revolution.
Retribution Gospel Choir there. I got that from Sub Pop Records. They can be found at retributiongospelchoir.com. I believe they're a three-piece, actually. They're currently, well, they're based in the US, as you can probably tell, US band. But I couldn't find out an awful lot about them, and I'd never really heard of them until I went to Sub Pop, and I occasionally do go to Sub Pop and check out the records that I can play from there. And I found that they're actually touring at the moment. They're touring Sheffield, London, I think, at the last two UK gigs at the start of April, and then back to the States. So, yeah, obviously people have heard of them. I hadn't, but now I have. And now you have. I hope you enjoyed it. Good. Right, next track is someone who was played over on Dark Compass, the award-winning Dark Compass podcast with Mr. Rowley Cutler, the award-winning podcaster, a couple of weeks ago by Peter Fox. He is from Berlin. You can find him at peterfox.de. This is Schwarz zu Blau, Black to Blue.
Aus dem Club, war schön gewesen, stinke nach Suff, bin kaputt, ist ein schönes Leben. Steig über Schnapsleichen, die auf meinem Weg verwesen. Ich seh die Ratten sich satt fressen im Schatten der Dönerläden. Stapf durch die Kotze am Kotti, Junks sind benebelt, Atzen rotzen in die Gegend, benehmen sich daneben. Szene, Schnösel auf, verzweifelter Suche nach der Szene. Gepierste Mädels, die wollen, dass ich Straßenfeger lese. Halb sechs, meine Augen brennen, dreht auf den Typen, der zwischen toten Tauben pennt. Hysterische Bräute keifen und haben Panik, denn an der Ecke gibt es Stress zwischen Tarek und Sam. Tarek sagt, halt's Maul oder ich werd ihm ins Gesicht schlagen. Sam hat die Hosen voll, aber kann auch nicht nichts sagen. Die rote Suppe tropft auf den Asphalt, mir wird schlecht, ich mach die Jacke zu, denn es ist kalt. Guten Morgen Berlin, du kannst so hässlich sein, so dreckig und grau. Du kannst so schön schrecklich sein, deine Nächte fressen mich auf. Es wird für mich wohl das Beste sein, ich geh nach Hause und schlaf mich aus. Und während ich durch die Straßen laufe, wird langsam schwarz zu blau. Im Neonlicht, mit tiefen Falten im Gesicht. Die Frühschicht schweigt, jeder bleibt für sich. Frust kommt auf, denn der Bus kommt nicht. Und überall liegt Scheiße, man muss eigentlich schweben. Jeder hat nur Hund, aber keinen zum Reden. Ich atme ständig durch den Mund, das ist Teil meines Lebens. Ich fühle mich ungesund, brauch was Reines dagegen. Ich hab einen dicken Kopf, ich muss einen Saft haben. Ich hab einen dringlichen Bock auf Bagdads Backwaren. Da ist es warm, da geb ich mich meinen Träumen hin. Bei Fatima, der süßen Backwarenverkäuferin. R&B-Balladen, Pumpen aus dem parkenden Benz. Feierabend für die Straßengangs. Ein Hooligan liegt einer Frau in den Armen und flennt. Diese Stadt ist eben doch gar nicht so hart, wie du denkst. Guten Morgen Berlin, du kannst so hässlich sein, so dreckig und grau. Du kannst so schön schrecklich sein, deine Nächte fressen mich auf. Es wird für mich wohl das Beste sein, ich geh nach Hause und schlaf mich aus. Während ich durch die Straßen laufe, langsam schwarz zu blau. Ich bin kaputt und reib mir aus meinen Augen deinen Staub. Du bist nicht schön und das weißt du auch, dein Panorama versaut. Siehst nicht mal schön von Weitem aus, doch die Sonne geht gerade auf. Und ich weiß, ob ich will oder nicht, dass ich dich zum Atmen brauch.
Really enjoyed that, very good indeed. Something in his voice reminds me a little bit of Peter Gabriel. I don't know what it is, but it's very, very good indeed. Peter Fox, peterfox.de, Schwarze zu Blau, from Berlin, Germany. I'd love to go and see him. I don't know where in Germany he'd be playing. I haven't gone back to Germany for a while, but missing it. We'll have to go back one day, check it out again. Yeah, brilliant place, especially in the summertime. Really, really lovely. Fantastic. Places to hang out and enjoy the sunshine. Speaking of sunshine, we've had an awful lot of hot weather over here in the UK. We're almost into a hosepipe ban. We want to wash things and dry things and God knows what else. Everything's growing, everything's crazy. Beautiful weather though. I've been out an awful lot. I've been running. I think I mentioned this to you before. I was doing a bit of running before. I'm now sort of doing it virtually every other day in between other exercise. So I'm really, really getting quite fit now. Dropped 4 inches on my waist. Lost 2.5 stone. Really feeling rather good for myself. Very good indeed. And I'm very, really, really happy. And so much so that I've decided to do a 10K run, which is at the end of May. So that's coming up soon. I'll let you know how I get on. I haven't done one of those in 13 years, would you believe? Yeah, 13 years since I did my last 10K run. And a lot's gone on in that time. And I just got fatter, really. And now I'm getting thinner. I'm going to do it again. And hopefully, with a bit of luck, I might even break the time I did last time. I can't even remember exactly what the time was, but I've got a rough idea. So I've got a rough target I'm going to aim for. We'll see how it goes. I will keep you posted. Right, as I said, you know, it's almost April. It's the last day of March when these podcasts go out. So tomorrow will be April. What do you get in April? April showers by Proletar. What a nice ending. Very good indeed. April Showers by Prolito. Obviously an original track, reworked in a hip-hop style, abstract hip-hop style, by Prolito. Find them at dustedwax.org. It's the release 123 from France. Excellent stuff. Really, really enjoyed that. Let's stay with France for the next artist. This is, well, they highlighted and started the podcast a couple of weeks ago. Let's have another track for them. It's called Revolt. Lewis Ling and the Bombs. Some of the wildest, hottest, sweatiest, and most marvellous punk gigs I went to in my youth. That was Revolt, R-E-V-O-L-T, by Lewis Ling and the Bombs. I'd love to see them live from Paris and France. Find out more about them at reverbnation.com/Lewis Ling and the Bombs. That's Ling as L-I-N-double-G. Fantastic stuff. All their albums are available for free from Jumendo, so go check them out. Really, really good. Oh, I've really got me going, that. I've really enjoyed that. So let's calm it down a little. This is Calle Lamento by Pasajeros Sin Billet.
sueños olvidados. Recuerda con nostalgia la vida del esclavo. En la calle lamentos se desatan los contratiempos. Las sirenas se encienden y te ladran los perros. En la calle lamento, todo humano es criminal. Ya que el crío se ríe porque hace tiempo se cansó de llorar. En la calle lamento, se desatan los contratiempos. Las sirenas se encienden y te ladran los perros. En la calle lamento, todo humano es criminal. Ya que el crío se ríe porque hace tiempo se cansó de llorar.
Pasajeros or pasajeros, probably, sin billet, from Bilbao in Spain. You can find them at jamendo.com. Look for pasajeros sin billet, or just go to pkogel.com and check out BTP394 if you can't be bothered, or you can't spell, and I can't do either. So, Cale Lamento is the title of that particular track. Rather good. Now, I said I've been busy. I've been busy with lots of different things, as you probably well know. I'm now self-employed. I am trying to set myself up as a new, my own business, and I shall be doing that with what I've done with the podcast. Really trying to sort of take the message of my podcasts and what I've managed to do with the podcast and making them successful, and apply that to various different businesses. So a number of business people have got involved with me, and we produced some videos. We're talking about their products. We're evangelizing and trying to make it successful. And if you think about it, I mean, you know, 6 years ago, this podcast was it was nowhere. It was only just started. Is it 6 years ago? Yes, 2012. Six years ago. So I was probably now at about podcast 4 or 5, 6 years ago. And now here we are at podcast almost 400. Already had one award under my belt, as has Mr. Cutler, of course. And you know, 1.8 million downloads last year, which I think is pretty impressive. And that's a great story. So I want to tell that great story and get other people to believe it. So I have started my own business, as I said. What am I getting on about this for? There's another podcast. That's what I'm trying to say. There's a video podcast out there. It's called Suffuse Solutions Podcast. Suffuse Solutions is my business. You can find it from the PCP website. Go and have a look if you're interested in hearing stories. And there are some very interesting stories from very interesting people, and hopefully more to come. Go check it out. It's always worth interest, always worth looking at, I think. I like stories. I just like people talking about stuff. I find people interesting. I do. Honestly, I do. And that's what I do. And I'm hoping it's going to be a success. Keep in touch. Have a check. Say what you think. Anybody you recommend? Let me know. Let's go back to some music now. This is Soldier of the Line, another one by Secret Archives of the Vatican. We'll be right back. The Unmistakable Sound of Secret Orchestra of the Vatican, of course, another track from their Panjandrum EP. More work on stuff of theirs is coming out soon, so I'm looking forward to that. So Soldier of the Lion is that particular track. Of course, you can find them at brokendrumrecords.com. From Croydon, the Cronx, in England, the home of dubstep. And that isn't dubstep, it's just something different. But is dubstep dead? Is dubstep different? Are people getting sick of it? Some people are getting terribly sick of dubstep now, I think, but it's quite funny. I've been at it quite a long time now, haven't I? I've been at it since the start of 2009, so it's coming up for the fourth year anniversary in, is that right? The 9, 10, 11, 12, yeah, fourth year, sometime, ooh, soon actually. Hang on, I can't remember. I'm just talking bollocks here. I've been doing too many podcasts for so long, and I have got no idea how many I've done and how old they all are. But whatever, I'm just enjoying myself. Let's move on. This is the last track. I'm absolutely talking bollocks today, so I shall finish early with a great track. This is a band called The Wedding Present. Yes, it is that band, The Wedding Present, as played by John Peel and several other people from long, long ago. They have reformed and they have are making tracks available for free on iOrder, which is a great place to go. So Scopitones, Scopitones, scopitones.co.uk is where you'll find them. This is a track called You're Dead. I'm not. I'm still alive. I'm just not making any sense. See you soon, folks.
When you buried your face well, that comes as no surprise, 'cause I can read you, and I don't need you. This time you went too far, and I know exactly what you are. I understand you, and I can't stand you. But how come during times like this I still want your touch and I want your kiss? It's insane, and I